answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We always have concerns, but with this president and these Republicans who have no commitment to the rule of law and doing things the appropriate way, we're ready. We have three purposes now. One is to win the midterms. Two is to make sure the elections are safe. And three, to tell people what we will do when we win. And that is the mission. There's so many things that you can do to protect the election, and they are being done, whether it's litigation or legislation or just mobilization, communication, all of that. But in addition to that, we have to be on guard as to what they may try to do to the technology. They may try to creep into the technology and create a false count.
How do you guard against that?
That's a challenge.
That's a challenge. But Pelosi, your party knows how to do that. They've done it repeatedly. Early and often voting. And ballots being held back until we see, do we need some more votes? Yeah, we do. Get those in here. Unsigned, undocumented, and in some cases, illegals voting in federal elections. And Nancy Pelosi, still trying to be relevant, saying we need to be on guard. The Trump team will try to steal the election. This is the same Nancy Pelosi who led the charge to help impeach Trump. And, of course, going after the J6ers. When we know now that that election probably was stolen. We know a lot of the facts behind the case are proven. Biden knew there was no Russian collusion story. He was told that directly by CIA Director Brennan. And in the presence of Vice President Biden at the time, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and former FBI Director Comey. They were all told, it's a hoax. It's a dirty tricks campaign. They did nothing to stop it. So her party knows all about how to cheat an election. And yet here she wants to come out and say, we got to be careful. Trump will try to steal this election. And you talk about the things they do, if they don't like what they're getting and they don't like results, trying to disqualify everything. We're going to get into that in more detail as we move forward. But while we're talking about elections, let me take a moment to remind you, because the date is fast approaching now. Here we are, May 12th. Tuesday, June 2nd, at Lindenwood University, the Hammond Institute will host the St. Charles County Executive Debate. The current county executive, Steve Ellman, debating challengers, former Missouri State Senator Bill Eigel, and Jason Law, former mayor of Lake St. Louis and current lieutenant colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department. This will be a 90-minute debate. Our own Jamie Allman will serve as the host. Panelists will include Mike Ferguson of News Talk STL and Mike Ferguson Morning Show, and also our morning personality, Susie Moore, who's the assistant managing editor of Red State, and Dan Fox, managing editor of the Mid-Rivers News Magazine. Lindenwood University and News Talk STL partnering up with the St. Charles County Republican Central Committee and Mid-Rivers News Magazine to present this debate. You can be there and watch it in person. 7 o'clock, June 2nd, on the campus of Lindenwood University. And on that night, we will cut Larry Connors USA short by 1 hour, because we will be carrying that debate live right here on News Talk STL. So if you can't be there, you can listen to it. Again, June 2nd Make your plans to be there, your family, friends, and others. They'll make room for you. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. And with Larry Connors USA, you are always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. And we're going to talk in more detail later about the latest inflation numbers and what's fact, what's a mixture of fact and fiction, and what is pure BS. And later this hour, Alaska considered ground zero for fighting all those who worship at the altar of the green environmental god. In the meantime, you talk about how the Democrats want you to believe that we are the party of trust and credibility. Well, on their watch, we have seen massive amounts of fraud. Dr. Oz, of course, watching over our Medicare and Medicaid system, says if you take a look at some of the things that they have done, this, you have to keep in mind, is not just stealing, quote, tax dollars. It's stealing health benefits you and your family could use because it's going to people who don't need it and are ripping it off. Listen to this shocking number from Dr. Oz.
I'm going to put it in the context everyone can get real clear on. One in three hospices in the entire country are in Los Angeles. Not in California, just L.A. And again, this is all taking place under the nose of the current leadership of California. But the hospice fraud, it's not just about stealing money. They're stealing your life. They're taking away your health. They're stealing from our most vulnerable in ways that are so reprehensible. I would have thought that alone would have been morally compelling enough to act. And here's the deal for anyone just worried about the money part of it. If we take the fraud out of Medicare, just Medicare alone, we would double the life expectancy of the Medicare Trust Fund, which means if you're working right now and you're worried about Medicare being there for you, or if you're on Medicare now and you're worried that it might have some financial issues, we would double its life expectancy if we just took the fraud out of the system. In aggregate, Medicare, Medicaid, it's about $100 billion that we're looking at now that we can bring back into the Treasury.
As where it should be, to extend the life of the Medicare Trust Fund. One of the independent journalists who's been looking into some of all the fake billings happening, especially dealing with, hospice care and everything else they make up when it doesn't really exist, he found something that is very interesting. In Maine.
All right, so we're in Windham, Maine, Friday morning. Probably the most surreal thing that I have found since we've started doing home health care. We've got Zara Home Care LLC being run out of a trailer in Windham. Once again, the zombie offices. But see, this is a zombie office on wheels now. Like, it's a mobile zombie office because hours are posted, home health care, nobody's home, nobody answers the phone. In a residential area, we've got cars over here with no plates on them, and they're billing your tax dollars for home health care out of a trailer. So, zombie on wheels.
Yeah, exactly. The left continues to want everything you have. If they don't get it, then they destroy what they can. Look at what they've been doing with the courts, their plans. They've already announced, if we get back in charge, we will pack the Supreme Court. Look at what Democrats in Virginia are doing right now, because the Virginia Supreme Court killed a gerrymandered scheme redrawing the state's congressional map that was going to be in the Democrats' favor, basically on a political bias. No, racial bias. And then look what they've done to education for our children. Look how they continue to attack Border Patrol trying to secure our nation. Look at what they're doing against ICE trying to get illegals, threats out of our nation. And then you have Senator Chuck Schumer.
If you want to understand Republicans' priorities right now, just look at the $72 billion reconciliation bill they revealed last week. The Republican bill would pump tens of billions of dollars into ICE and Border Patrol without any guardrails to prevent these rogue agencies from continuing to unleash violence on American streets.
No, that's not what it is doing. If you want to make that statement, Chuck Schumer, you're certainly permitted to do so. But Where are you out there attacking all the fraud that's been taking place on the watch of Democrats? California, and of course in Minnesota. And Tom Holman, our border czar, says all of this continues to permeate throughout the Democrat Party. Look what New York Governor Hochul is doing.
There's no other reason you'd want significant public safety threats to walk the street in New York. I looked at a list just this morning, and I looked at a list of top 20. Here's the charges: homicide, sexual assault, rape, kidnapping, homicide. I can go on and on and on. Top 20 we arrested off the streets of New York because her administration refused to work with us and honor our detainers. She is making New York less safe. President Trump has done more to protect the citizens of New York than she has.
That's a fact. Can't be denied. But here's what is going on. While all of this is taking time and effort from those trying to enforce laws and the law of our land, terrorists, Islamists in particular, are using the distraction to go about doing what they want to do. Texas Congressman Gill.
I would rather preserve the America that we know and love so that my daughter and my son can grow up in that country as opposed to growing up in a world where they go to the mall in Dallas, Texas, and you see 90% of the people wearing burqas and speaking foreign languages.
And yet that's what's happening across Europe. I pointed that out numerous times. Look at what is happening in Europe. France losing their culture, basically. Spain, they opened the door to migrants. It would not be illegal at that point. They opened the door for them. They wanted them to come in, much like Joe Biden did for our nation. Thank you, Joe Biden. And we're going to pay that price for a long time to come. And they see nothing wrong with it. They think that's the way we should be running this nation. Well, that's not true, obviously. And on top of that, one voice is crying out, wake up, America!
There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world today. Of course not all of them are radicals. The majority of them are peaceful people. The radicals are estimated to be between 15 to 25%. You're looking at 180 million to 300 million people dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization. So why should we worry about the radicals 15 to 25%? Because it is the radicals that kill. Because it is the radicals that behead and massacre. When you look throughout history, most Germans were peaceful, yet the Nazis drove the agenda, and as a result, 60 million people died, 6 million were Jews. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. When you look at Japan prior to World War II, most Japanese were peaceful as well, yet Japan was able to butcher its way across Southeast Asia, killing 12 million people, mostly killed with bayonets and shovels. The peaceful majority were irrelevant. On September 11th in the United States, we had 2.3 million Arab Muslims living in the United States. It took 19 hijackers, 19 radicals to bring America down to its knees, destroy the World Trade Center, attack the Pentagon, and kill almost 3,000 Americans that day. The peaceful majority were irrelevant.
That is Bridget Gabriel. She is the founder of ACT, which is fighting constantly against Islamic extremists. Now, again, the numbers. She points out that we have 1.2 billion Muslims around the world. 1.2 billion. The majority, she says, are peaceful. But within that 1.2 billion, 300 million are radical. And those are the ones that are constantly trying to destroy civilization. And you, new religion, anything else they don't like. Those are the jihadists. They are radical, and they continue to extend their tentacles. And we have more of them radicalized inside our nation right now because Joe Biden did say open the border. Again, I say thank you, Joe Biden. Again, I like the point that Bridget Gabriel pointed out. There are peaceful Muslims. out of 1.2 billion, not all of them are radicalized. But within the midst of those 1.2 billion, at least 300 million are radical, and they continue to expand their influence, even reaching outside their religion, reaching into anyone lost, confused, doesn't know what to do with their life. They can become a weapon. Well, take note of this. Dr. Oz, while we were talking about fraud that exists throughout our nation right now, he says, again, according to our medical administrator, Dr. Oz, he said, we've got the Chinese government involved in a big fraud ring in New York. And we also believe that Russia and Cuban governments are involved. He said, the former mayor of Miami pointed out to me, we've got twice as many durable medical equipment suppliers. They sell wheelchairs and canes, twice as many as there are McDonald's in South Florida. And all the owners seem to be Cubans. And they flee back to Cuba with the money when we come after them. Communists operating inside our shores, carrying out more fraud with the help of Russia and China and Cuba. Well, of course, President Trump will be meeting with Premier Xi tomorrow, starting a two-day session. We will have Gordon Chain, an expert on China, joining us Friday. By then, we will know what they did or did not accomplish at that meeting. And you'll want to be here with us Friday for Gordon Chain's evaluation of how the meeting went. Trump in Beijing arriving, if not already there, at this moment. By the way, they're having a meltdown in L.A. when it comes to the mayoral candidates. They have had to cancel a mayoral debate. The existing mayor, Karen Bass, pulled out, as did one of her opponents on the Democrat side. And the Republican, Spencer Pratt, said, well, what the hell should I be? There's not going to be a debate. If you just want to give me airtime, they're not going to. So there'll be nothing there. The chaos continues in California. Coming up, help for young parents, especially young mothers, when you need the help the most. We'll have that story. And also, is Alaska the last stand to protect America? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Run, run, run with a railroad. When their backs are turned. Run, run, run with a railroad. When their backs are turned.
Run, run, run with a railroad.
Get out of their sight.
When the engine turns, then you gotta move on. And you
gotta move on at night.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Let me set the stage for you. You know President Trump had a deregulatory push, but some are saying there was a loophole inside of it that allows the Democrats to continue to kill federal permits, even on projects already built and operating. Obama used it on a West Virginia coal mine 4 years after permits were issued. Of course, that was before Trump got in. Biden used it in Alaska's Pebble Project. They've used it on the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline, Boundary Waters in Alaska. And my guest is the executive director of Alaska Miners Association, Deantha Skabinski. Glad to have you with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So you're saying basically right now, looking at what's happening, we're trying to, one, move our nation forward and keep us leading other nations, fighting against these regs and the possible loophole that exists, that Alaska is ground zero. Please explain.
So in my role as Alaska Miners Association, representing all aspects of the mining industry in Alaska, you know, I might have a teeny bit of a bias, but I feel like Alaska is ground zero for all sorts of opposition of development, whether it's within the mining industry or beyond. I think that there's a certainly national, perhaps beyond that, narrative that Alaska is one of the last great parks of Alaska. It's one of the last great wilderness areas, and we just got to save it from future development. And so we really have been ground zero for entities and individuals that oppose economic development projects in our country.
Well, you do have your mining industry, I understand, is a major economic driver. You've got zinc, lead, gold, silver, copper, coal, and, of course, all the critical minerals, and ranked as a top global destination for mineral investment. And yet,
absolutely.
And yet you still have others saying, shut it all down, walk away from it.
Right.
Why and yes, how do you, I mean, and to, how to do you fight point. Back? How do you fight back?
So we fight back by telling our story. You know, we have some really exemplary minds doing incredible things from a safety and environmental standard. And then to your point, being major economic drivers of the community and the state. I would pose to anyone that thinks that an Alaska mining project isn't doing a good job, please visit, please call me. I'll take you there. And I think your mind will be pretty blown at the incredible environmental protection and performance. It's very likely you will see a lot of different abundant wildlife at the mines. You'll see people that are proud to work there. It really is a great story if folks are willing to open their eyes and listen.
But the belief is that, oh, if you're mining and you're doing all of this, you're destroying wildlife and wildlife habitat, and you don't care about preserving the beauty and the life of your state.
Yeah, that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Well, I know that yesterday, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum on an interview had said, well, what we need right now is less lawyers, more miners.
I love that very much. I could not agree more.
He says that it right now, energy jobs and mining and others, drill baby drill, map baby map, that's a surefire long-term career when others are saying, no, if you get into it, you'll be out of work pretty soon.
No, No, I disagree. I mean, it's a simple fact of the matter is the minerals that are being produced all over the world, certainly in the United States and Alaska, they're critical by a regulatory definition, but more importantly, they're critical based on what humans need to survive and succeed. And we are not going to stop using minerals. In fact, it could not be less opposite. It could not be more opposite than that in terms of, you know, mineral demand is skyrocketing for what we need for basic human needs to our technology changes. All of the things that are changing rapidly in our world, demand for minerals of all types is just going up and up and up. So the practice of extracting minerals from the ground isn't going away. It's up to us if we want to do that in the United States or rely on jurisdictions that don't like us and don't mind contaminating the environment and having, you know, labor standards that none of us would find attractive.
Well, to that extent, you mentioned labor. I understand there are 12,000 plus that are involved in your mining industry. Is that number correct?
That's correct. In Alaska, we do an economic report every year, and there are 12,000 people that work within Alaska's mining industry, whether they work directly in a mine or if they have a position at a support company that is responsible for providing goods and services to a mine.
Now, that's an excellent point, because it's not just the miners, it's all the ancillary jobs that come with it.
Absolutely. It's a huge, huge number in Alaska. It's almost double the amount of the folks that work in the actual mines. And last year, the mines in Alaska alone spent $1 billion with Alaska-based businesses. That's just money at Alaska-based businesses that are going to buy goods or services that keep that mine going. So the procurement economic benefit is massive.
You're listening to Deanna Skogbinski, the Executive Director for Alaska Miners Association, and admitting in the beginning you might be a little biased. You damn well better be if you're going to be charging with the Alaska miners, right? So what do you have to do to convince the persuasive part of the public that realizes that, you know, we shouldn't just shut down everything? We need it. We have it available. Why rely on another nation or country? Why do we not use the God-given resources for this nation?
Absolutely. We're working really hard with our partners across the nation, whether it's mining associations in other states or national ones, but we also bridge the gaps with other industries, with the manufacturing sector, and really anyone that's within the network of bringing minerals and energy to the American people, to educate and say, you know, we are an open door, we are a resource for you, but what we'd like you to know is the reality of the environment at these sites across the United States. They are safe, they are environmentally respectful, they're good community neighbors. So I would like to think that the average American finds all of those to be admirable qualities. So if that is the case, if we have a good foundation for, you know, operating responsibly, then why wouldn't we pursue and get all of those minerals right here in America, again, where we can trust their source and we know that they're benefiting Americans and the communities that we live in?
Some of those strips that you're mining right now stretch into Canada. What's the relationship?
You know, we have a great relationship with Canada. I can really only speak for Alaska, but, you know, we're the closest neighbors in terms of the amount of size and acreage we're sharing. And we, our state agencies in Alaska work really close with the provinces of British Columbia and the Yukon Territory and the Northwest Territories to make sure that there's a lot of collaboration. There is, you know, minerals don't listen to geology and borders. And so there many times could be a mine on one side of the border, but there is either environmental impacts on the other side of the border, or in some cases there's collaboration, workforce development benefits, and sort of a sharing impact. But we have a great relationship with our partners on the other side of the border here in Alaska, where we just try to maximize on all of the benefits and make sure that we're being transparent and sharing all of the information to ensure that safety and environmental is always held at the forefront.
There is still that issue that we raised as I introduced you, that there's considered a gaping hole in Trump's deregulatory push that is allowing future Democrat EPA to retroactively kill any federal permits, even on projects already built and operating. In other words, coming in and saying, shut the mine down, you're no longer valuable, and you're spoiling our environment.
Right. Right. And I think it is a gaping hole in terms of the whole big picture right now. But we have to realize that this is actually a section of the Clean Water Act. It's Section 404C, where EPA can come in and veto a project. And when it was written, it did not have the appropriate sideboards to say when EPA could exercise its veto authority. So in your great introduction, thank you for that, you talked about how it was really unfairly done in a retroactive fashion at the Mingo Logan coal mine in West Virginia, where they had all their permits in hand, had been operating, and were employing many, many people. And EPA came in and just shut them down using that veto authority instead of using all of its various other authorities to work with, like within the permitting system, to say, whatever we don't like about this, why don't we assess it and fix it instead of vetoing and shutting it down? It's a different in terms of a timeline scale, but in Alaska at the Pebble Project, it started in the Obama administration, and they actually used a preemptive veto prior to the Pebble Project even applying for any permits. So the agency didn't know what the company was proposing to do in terms of what the mine would look like, and still came in and exercised a veto. And then the Biden administration did it again. So this is rooted in law, but the law has to be fixed. And for the Trump administration, the regulations need to be reviewed. So this can't be exercised at an inappropriate time.
And yet regulations can serve a good purpose. You would agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And you live there. You want to protect your environment.
Absolutely. I fish out in the Bristol Bay area at least once a year. It's incredible. That's probably one area we can agree on. But there are always specific environmental requirements for any mine site in the United States. And if a company is able to go through our nation's environmental process and prove they can do it responsibly, which the Pebble Project did, as well as the Mingo Logan Project, then they deserve to have a fair shake. And this is something you'll see if you go into the record. There are dozens of companies and associations that are far outside the mining industry that don't represent miners that have opposed this because of precedent.
All right. We'll get back to you in the future. Deantha Skubinski, Executive Director, Alaska Miners Association. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. Coming up, Joe Biden still proclaiming how intelligent Hunter is and why he is being hunted.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We have great confidence in our son. Mm-hmm. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. Oh. I mean, in terms of pure intellectual capacity.
Hunter Biden is the smartest man I know. Now, again, that is Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden. He's proud of his son. And I'm sure that he's very proud of the money he brought into the family through his various deals. Remember the Burisma deal? Got on with an oil company, making a lot of money. Knows nothing about the oil and energy business, but he was Joe Biden's son. That's a qualification right there. Hell, you can run NASA if you're Joe Biden's son, but I'm not going to ride in one of the satellites. Are you? Joe Biden continues to defend his son. We'll accept that as a father's love for his son. I will not take that away from him, but I'm also going to point to the facts of how intelligent Joe Biden is. He continues to face numerous charges. Are you aware of that? You might have forgotten because it's kind of been pushed back for right now. But even as of this month, he's facing continued legal fallout after he got that pardon by his dad in 2024. And he got disbarred in Connecticut as an attorney. And he still has unpaid legal debts. All the lawyers he hired to defend him, he hasn't paid them. Well, now, you can spit in the face of a lot of people, but when you spit in the face of your own lawyers, they're going to come after you. Hunter Biden recently criticized Democrats as elites regarding how his father had to get out of the 2024 campaign. Where is he now? He is living abroad. That's the latest word. Would you like his address? You want his phone number? All right, get ready to copy. I'm going to give you... Nah, I don't have it. Gotcha. Gotcha pulled in a little bit there. But he has disappeared. Probably found Eric Swalwell's Bang Bang from China or others. Now, despite giving that presidential pardon from Daddy, he's still been active in criticizing political figures. That includes other Democrats and including actor George Clooney. He said all of them campaigned to get together and force his father out of the campaign. He should have stayed in the campaign. Nancy Pelosi would also be among those who said, Joe's got to go. He can't do anything for us. All he can do is hurt us. And, of course, their fallback was the wonderful, intelligent, brilliant, the wheels go round and around on the bus, Kamala. And right now, who do the Democrats have ready to come in and run in the next general election? Between you and me? No one. They have no one. They'll prop somebody up. We know that. Josh Shapiro would probably be a very good candidate for them. But Shapiro, that's Jewish, isn't it? They don't want to get too closely aligned to the Jews because too many inside their ranks are anti-Semitic. I'm looking at one source here, and it involves court filings revealed in 2026 that Hunter Biden has moved abroad. And reports in that same court filing indicating Hunter has not repaid debts to a former associate and owes $20 million, a large part of that, to his lawyers. And the IRS whistleblowers who investigated his tax case published a book titled The Whistleblowers Versus the Big Guy. Remember how Joe Biden would talk about, when we get this money, we're going to divide it up. And, of course, this part goes to the big guy. That would be daddy. Never use the term daddy. So, Larry, you're just kind of making that up, right? No. Just tell me who else is a big guy in Hunter Biden's world. Anyone? Anybody? Of course not. And the Democrats are getting desperate. I mentioned earlier in this hour how if they cannot get what they want, they would do everything they can to destroy whatever you have. They will look to wreck anything, including the U.S. Supreme Court, to step in and start saying, making it clear now, saying the quiet part out loud, we will stack the court. And then in Virginia, because they don't like a ruling there, they want to impose a law that no justice can serve past the age 54. In other words, they want to shake up everything. They want to get rid of all of their judges that they think rule against them when they want what they want. Now, there was a phone call that got leaked. To my knowledge, that's the way this is presented. Now, I'm going to make it very clear to you. I don't have any independent collaboration. The report indicates, and it's involving a report from Fox News, that Hakeem Jeffries was speaking with Virginia House members on how to eliminate the Virginia Supreme Court because they threw out their gerrymandered districts. And just listen.
A leaked account of a call between Virginia House members and Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Here's a part of it. Quote, the most dramatic idea they discussed, which would involve an unusual gambit to replace the entire state Supreme Court with a goal of reinstating their gerrymandered map, drew mixed reactions on the call. Oh, boy, that leaked? So they can't even all agree on this. The desperate move. Seven justices sit on Virginia Supreme Court with staggered terms stretching years into the future. Lowering the retirement age would force vacancies, opening the door to refill the bench. The headline for Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley's op-ed is this, Angry Left Plots to Purge Virginia's High Court. He was on Fox last hour.
These radical ideas are nothing new, but I think the public needs to understand that many of these same voices have been saying publicly that they will pack the Supreme Court as well.
Yeah, they made that very clear. So whether or not you believe this leaked call between Hakeem Jeffries and members of the Virginia legislature talking about how we're going to destroy the Virginia Supreme Court because they didn't rule the way we want. Anyone over 54, you had to come off the court. That would open up several vacancies. And who do you think they're going to fill it with? Oh, they've got people in mind. I'd mentioned at the beginning of today's program because for many, it might be the elephant in the room. I'm not going to deny that. Right now, it's costing you more for you and your family. It's costing more for fuel. It's costing more for groceries. And, of course, the left wants to say it's because Trump started a war against Iran. They can say that. And, yes, Trump did take action against Iran because word was, believe it or not, Iran was imminent to having a nuclear weapon. Now, I don't know if that meant days, weeks, months. I don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And that is why we're doing what we're doing. And yes, it comes at a cost to the American public as well as elsewhere around the world. But this is something that the left is going to push going into midterm. Do not buy the lie. I'm not saying that your world is as good as it was, but it will be better, and it will certainly be a hell of a lot worse if Iran gets a nuclear weapon. Headline from CNN. For the first time in 3 years, wages aren't outpacing inflation. Nope, they're talking about consumer prices rose sharply in April. Listen to this. Driven by rising energy prices. Yeah, well, normally when inflation numbers are presented, they take out what they call the core index. That would be the cost of fuel and food. If you keep those in right now, well, the prices are up. Inflation at 3.8%. But you take out and consider that the core prices are up 2.8%. Now, I don't want to get you all bogged down in numbers. Basically, you're looking at 40% of the inflation rise is due to the core numbers, which normally are taken out. And yet CNN did a survey and says that 76% of Americans say cost of living issues are their biggest economic problem. As one is quoted and others to be quoted, one said, "My life is not affordable. No one cares." Another, "It's more expensive to exist." Another, "You're just staying afloat instead of getting ahead." Another saying, "It should not be like this." CNN said that this survey has people naming high prices and the cost of living facing their family. And most of them are pessimistic. 7 in 10 believe a recession is likely in the next year. All of this, of course, will be reflected in the midterm elections. That's what the left is counting on. You have to hold the line. And I do know families that are not able to do what they were going to do, can't not do everything they had planned to do, had to put things back. They go to get checked out at the grocery store and realize, "I've got to take some things out of the cart." I sympathize with that. I do. Don't think I don't. I've been there, and I'm not saying that I'm that far from it now. But I keep thinking that we've got men and women in harm's way downrange in the Middle East region, and we're doing it to make sure Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. It is not about opening the Strait of Hormuz. Other countries are slowly beginning to step in and realize we need to help that happen. And supposedly ships are being allowed to pass. We're no longer escorting them through. What we are doing is, I think, exactly the right thing. We're blocking the Iranian ports. Nothing leaves your port in Iran, and nothing comes into your port. That's the blockade, I think, that will be successful. But the left is going to cry out, "Woe is me, woe is me," as we get closer to the midterms. I'm not dismissing that. I'm not saying that's not valid. But I urge you, and use this program, tell others to listen, to look at the bigger picture. It's a bump in the road compared to the future. It's a bump in the road compared to what our forefathers did during World War II. You had the money to buy all the gasoline you wanted, but it was being rationed. You were not allowed to buy more than a certain amount. And, of course, you have families that are young with young children, and you have some that are still expecting, and they're trying to figure out what to do. There is help for expectant parents. Mothers, listen up.
Moms.gov is an incredible resource for every question that you have about what to expect as you are about to welcome a new baby, everything from nutrition to breastfeeding, questions that you might not have known where to go before. But also, if you have health needs, federally qualified health centers, but also pregnancy resource centers are there as a resource for you. We are looking forward to helping moms at the full spectrum. We're partnering with states and especially rural areas, making sure that every American has access to these resources, that we can welcome life, and that we can reverse this decline in fertility in the country.
That is a physician, Heidi Overton. The website again, check it out yourself, moms.gov. I'm looking at it right now, and it says resources, information, and help for new and expecting mothers. Some of this involves financial. Some involves just raising a child, having your first baby, maybe your third, maybe planning for the future. But basically addressing the needs of mothers and fathers facing difficult pregnancies, unexpected pregnancies, and ensuring the well-being of all of them. And well-being includes feeding, obviously. Check it out, moms.gov. And I remind you, out of all of my accomplishments in my life, and I think I've had a few that are worthy, but my greatest legacy will be fathering two girls who in turn have each given me a grandson. That is my legacy. If you're a parent, that is also your legacy. We will be back here tomorrow at 6. I encourage you to join us either live or on Rumble or podcast later. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.